You made mention earlier about a blue ticket. What is that, or what was that?
Well,
you were lucky. We never saw one.
We never saw one, but I heard them talk about it. Any undesirable person in Fairbanks, the police would give him a blue ticket or a free passage outside, and they'd ship him back to Seattle.
Now, mentioning the schools, I can recall that in 1936, when I went to work at C.J. Berry, that there was a $5 school tax, and we paid that once a year. All the eligible people that work in all of Alaska, I believe, from ages 18 up to, I believe it was 55, you had to pay the $5 school tax. And if you went to work January 2nd or 3rd or the 1st, you paid it, and that carried you all through the year. But if you didn't go to work until April or May or September, you still paid the $5 school tax. Is this not
right? I'd forgotten all about that, but I do recall it now that you mentioned it, that there was a school tax at one time. I don't recall when they took it off, or if they ever did. I don't know.
I understand that it did go to $10, and it's been removed since, what was that, somewhere in the late 1960s. Do you know, Verna?
I don't recall about that.
Yeah, but you were responsible as superintendent at C.J. Berry and for the collection of this from the... withheld it from the checks, is it?
I withheld it from the checks, yes.
Did you send it on to Juneau? Is that where it went?
I believe it came out of the head office.
Out of San Francisco?
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. But as I recall, that system worked very well because it supported the schools throughout the whole territory, did it not?
Well, no, I don't think it'd do that, but it would help some, and that is the only way to collect a few dollars from these people that just moved back and forth through the state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.